how we are to be as brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul tells a church in Corinth, he tells them that each member is indispensable. Each member is indispensable. He says, you're not all the same, but each is essential. He tells them that each member is interdependent, not all the same, but that each member relies on the other. He tells them that each member is interconnected, not all the same, but each part affects every other part. Those three things: indispensable, interdependent, and interconnected. I want to just unpack those three things while I'm with you this morning. Each member is indispensable. The first principle then, indispensable. Paul wants us to understand about our need for one another is that each member is indispensable. We're not the same, but each is essential to the whole. Indispensable. And Paul uses the analogy of the human body and how the different parts of the body fit together to create a whole. He says they're made up of many parts: eyes, hands, ears, nose. But each part is essential to the wholeness of the body. And furthermore, he says that each part is unique. Each part is unique, and it contributes in a way another part. Isn't that interesting? That each part is unique and contributes in a way another part can it. And so it is, he says, is the body of the church. So he gives each member in the church a particular gift, a particular responsibility, like no one else. Like no one else. But each is indispensable to the good working of that body. He says that each is specially gifted, but not just specially gifted, but necessary as well. And some more gifts are perhaps more obvious than others. You know, when we think about that, some gifts are more obvious than others. Have we got a clock in? Is there a clock in here? There's a clock at the back there. Now, when we look at that clock, we see the hands moving. And we think that's the clock. The hands are moving. But you know, behind those hands moving are tiny cogs working. And without those tiny cogs working, you wouldn't have a clock. Or you would have a clock which was useless, wouldn't tell the time. Without those tiny cogs working, there would be no clock. And so it is in the church. Each person is indispensable. The gospel tells us that because we're indispensable, that I need you and you need me. I need you. Because only then can I do my work that God has set aside for me. I need you. Indispensable. Not an optional. Indispensable. Let's have a look at interdependent. The second principle that Paul talks about in this passage, he supports the author's thesis concerning our need for one another, is that each member is interdependent. That's a really good principle for Baptists, isn't it? Because we often say Baptists are independent. Well, we are independent in one sense, but we're also interdependent on each other. As Baptist churches, we support one another. we're not entirely independent. Or we shouldn't be anyway. Every part of the body of Christ relies on the proper functioning of every other part. And without the cooperation and the corporate participation of the various parts of the human body, many, if not all, vital tasks would be impossible. It's almost impossible for anybody to go it alone in Christian terms. We need the support of each other. My gifts will only take me so far. I need your gifts to take us further. So it is. You know, I happen to be standing at the front this morning and I'm speaking that right now. But if any part of my body that are necessary to speak were to decide that they didn't want to participate in my speaking, it would be impossible for me to talk. I was speaking to a sister earlier about, she says she recognized my accent. Well, sometimes I need an interpreter. So I need somebody with the gift of interpretation to decipher what I'm actually saying. Hallelujah. You know, speech is only possible when my brain, my nerves, my tongue, my jaws, my lips, my larynx, my lungs, my diaphragm, all of that, including my heart and my veins and my arteries and capillaries and parts even unknown to me, when they all work together, then I can speak. I need all those parts. And the same is true of the church. Same is true of the church. Each member of the body of Christ is interdependent. Dependent on each other. And even the most menial functions of that body requires a coordinated effort between the various members. I want you to think about your brothers and sisters in the church. And do you really think about them like that? They're not just friendly, nice people, or maybe not so friendly, nice people, but they're actually necessary. They're necessary for me to be the person that God wants me to be. They're necessary. Necessary. Well, let me use another analogy after the clock. That of flying a kite. You know, it might be some years since you've flown a kite. If you get up at Dunstable Downs any day, you'll see people flying kites, beautiful kites flying around. But you may ask yourself, who flew that kite? Well, the wind could say, well, I flew the kite. I flew the kite. The paper that the kite's made up of can say, well, no, I flew the kite. It was me. It was me who got it up there. But the tail says, no, you didn't. Without me, we wouldn't be up there at all without the tail. And the string says, well, without the string, you wouldn't even see me. I'd be off somewhere without the string. The little boy holding the string says, no, you see, I'm flying the kite. But you know, the reality of that analogy is that they all flew the kite. They all flew the kite. Each had a part to play in that beautiful scene of a kite floating through the atmosphere. Each had a part to play. And without any one of them, the kite would just come crashing to the ground. Come crashing to the ground. So you and I need to understand that we're an important part of the successfulness and effectiveness of the church. The church corporately, the church individually. Everybody else is dependent on you to be here and to carry out your function, your God-given function. See, all of this cries out, I need you. I need you. We're independent, but we're also interdependent. And lastly, I want to pick up on the third point, that each member is interconnected. Interconnected. The final principle that Paul is trying to convey to us about our individual needfulness is that each member is interconnected. And what he says is that what one member does affects every other member of the church. It's not only are we aware of it, but it affects us. Let me just bring you this principle. Give you another example of our human bodies. You know, most of us don't give a thought about our toes, especially the little one, the little pinky one. Most of us don't even think about that, do we? Except perhaps when we've dropped something on that little pinky. Our immediate reaction is the rest of our body goes into protective mode. Our hands reach down, we bend our spines, and we get down there to hold onto that pinky to try to ease the pain. Even the pinky needs support. It needs, it's interconnected. We do everything to ease the pain. The rest of the body comes to assistance. You see, that's exactly how it's supposed to work in the body of Christ. And that's what Paul is saying in verse 26. He says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We're all related, Paul tells us. We're all related. There are ties between each of us that makes us inseparable. Makes us inseparable. Hallelujah. And Paul describes those ties in verse 13. He says, for we're all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, whether men or women. We're all given one spirit to drink of. That binds us together. We are interconnected, Paul emphasizes. And when something happens to one member of our church body, whether it's good or bad, the other members of the body are to respond accordingly, Paul says. In practical terms, this means that I cannot be blind. I cannot be blind to what's happening to my brothers and sisters. I can't be blind to that. We can't be blind to each other. We're interconnected with one another. That's part of the deal in coming to Christ and accepting his salvation. We all come together. We must share in our experience with one another. We must get to know one another. Why? Because I need you. I need you to be the full person that God wants me to be. But for that to happen, I need you. I need you. I need you. So let me just try to pull this together a bit in conclusion. Our human bodies work together in order that we can live full lives in this world. We know that. It needs to work well. When we're sick, we're very quickly aware of that, aren't we? Part of our body is just not functioning, and that affects the whole being. And so it is as a body of Christ. We must work together. Each member of this body is indispensable. It's interdependent and it's interconnected. It's only as we see ourselves as members of one body and strive to act as one body that we will experience health and growth in our body. Only when we act together. Remember, I need you. Now you've heard me say that a number of times this morning. Now it's your turn. I invite everyone to stand up. Just stand up. You need your legs for this part of your body. I invite you just to stand up. And just turn around and just capture the eyes of one or two people around you. And just say to them, I need you, sister. I need you, brother. I need you, sister. I need you. I need you. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Hallelujah. We're going to come to the Lord's table. It's the first Sunday of the month, and I'm usually here on the first Sunday of the month, and I have the privilege of presiding over communion. But it's the Lord who invites you. So let's be mindful of that. And just still your hearts for a moment.